Celebrate Valentine's Day. Order your love horoscope report from russellgrant.com and russellgrant.mobi.
Hello Leo, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, January the 27th and the whole week ahead. The moon's in Gemini, which is great if you want a social weekend with friends and doing things in a group. In fact, anything where there is an organisation or a group of people like a club or a society involved is excellent. So this weekend, just leave it to your friends and they will leave it to you. Good to be friends. And here's your Sunday stars. When you get Mercury squaring Uranus, you always get this kind of higgledy-piggledy, harum-scarum day. You don't know what's going to happen, and really there is no point in even trying to predict it. Because with a Mercury square Uranus, you've got great difficulties in pulling things together. It's like trying to herd cats. And that is the difficulty with today. You know what? Don't have any kind of plan because it will go pear-shaped. And here's your Monday stars. Worries, anxieties, self-doubt, persecution complex, feeling victimized is all part and parcel of today. So be very, very careful about your low self-esteem because you know what? If you think negatively, you will bring negative things into your life. Why not use the latter part of the day just giving yourself a little bit of TLC and doing the things that make you feel comfortable? And here's your Tuesday stars. Now it's later on in the day, but nonetheless, when the moon and Mars connect together, the moon now in your sign, linked to Mars, this is great. Very dynamic, gives you a lot of passionate energy. So if you feel passionate about a person or passionate about a situation, who cares? The fact is you're filled with passion, and whatever you focus that passion on will just absolutely have to give way to you. And here's your Wednesday stars. It's a lunar eclipse and it's in your sign. I would really read about this in my book, You Can Change Your Life, because it is life-changing. And over the next 6 months, your world is going to change, probably beyond all recognition. You see, eclipses eclipse the past. And the fact that this falls in your sign means all of those things that you wanted to be shot of in your life, you can now eventually get rid of. Here's your Thursday stars. Under the radar, little Mercury squeezed into Aquarius whilst the eclipse was in your sign. Now, with Mercury in Aquarius, this is great because it's a no-nonsense approach to dealing with partners or a relationship. Mercury says what it is and how it is, and that's what you need, especially during this time of very big and dramatic change in the next 6 months to come. Here's your Friday stars. It's a money kind of Friday, but the problem with this is just not dealing with matters either urgently, or if you do, you don't deal with them properly. So you end up in a situation where there is a lot of financial stuff going on, but you're just not equipped to deal with it. Don't be impatient. Don't rush things. If you need advice, go get it.